3.
Fuck it.
There's no words
that's
on
tomorrow.
It.
Fuck it.
We'll do it live.
Fuck it.
Because I've never seen that.
Fucking thing sucks.
There's no words there.
Fuck it. There's no words
that's
on
tomorrow.
It.
Tomorrow.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Fuck it.
Because I've never seen that.
Fucking thing sucks.
There's no words there.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Fuck. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Fuck. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Fuck. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what.
Go. Go. I can't do it.
Fuck it.
Go. Go. I can't do it.
Fuck it.
Go. Go. I can't do it.
Fuck it.
Go. Go. I can't do it.
Fuck. Thanks again for watching.
Fuck it.
There's no words on
tomorrow.
Fuck it.
We'll do it live.
Fuck it.
Because I've never seen that.
Fucking thing sucks.
There's no words there.
Fuck it. There's no words
that's
on
tomorrow.
Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
The following podcast is intended for mature audiences only. The views and opinions expressed during the show are solely those of the individual cast members and in no way reflect the views of our guests and sponsors. We have a tremendous amount of respect and admiration for our guests and in no way want them to be associated with our sick, demented, and inappropriate sense of humor. Consider yourselves warned, and welcome to the dirty stalls of It Burns When I Pee. Fuckers.
1, 2, 3, 4. When I turn my radio down, I hear it's pop country.
Country.
Oh, corporate jerk, sure, get on my nerves. That ain't country to me.
Now it burns when I pee.
It burns when I pee.
That's what Nashville did to me.
So let's take a piss on the Nashville music biz. Cause now it burns when I pee.
I'll be back around. Until then, I'm Brown County bound. One day, I'll be back in town. Until then, I'm Brown County bound. And it's a long, cold winter. And it's a long, hot summer. But it's a short fall back home. One day, I'll be back around. Until then, I'm Brown County bound. I'll be seeing you all around. Until then, I'm Brown County bound. And it's a long, cold winter. And it's a long, hot summer. But it's a short fall back home. If you want to be around me, I don't have to go there alone. I'll be down in Brown County with these hills and my home. A short fall back home. One day I'll be back in town. Until then, I'm Brown County bound. I'll be seeing you all around. Until then, I'm Brown County bound. I'm Brown County bound. I'm Brown County bound. Until then.
Hello?
Hello. Here we go.
Welcome. Yay! Sorry.
Go.
Yay.
Welcome, everyone, to episode number 67 of Burt Burns When I Pee. I am your host, the podcasting god.
Amen.
Ooh, Blake Clayton. And I have with me, as always, from the great town of Shippensburg, Pennsylvania.
Central PA, bitches.
Central PA. First, let's play your music. I'm fucking up all over the place tonight.
Betty wants a cold beer. Wants a cold beer now.
Cold beer, Coley. Welcome to the show.
Well, how do you do, Blake?
How do you do the do when you do the do?
Very well, I thank you.
It's basically just found out I need somebody producing the show while we do it. I'm a fucking idiot. And to add some testosterone to this show, we have the man himself.
Going to party like it's 1699. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. A churned butter once or twice, living in an Amish paradise.
The one, the only mastermind of the world, the Amish BJ. How are you, my friend?
I am rolling, Blake. How the hell are you?
I am doing splendid. This is our final show for like a month.
Holy shit.
We've got to bring it hard.
Yep, hard and fast.
Long and hard.
Holy crap. What song we hear, Coley?
We heard Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band with Brown County Bound.
And they'll be closing out Muddy Roots, which we are all excited for.
Woo woo!
Woo-hoo.
And just to let everybody know, Cole, BJ, why don't you give everybody the dial-in number so they can call in at any time?
I sure can. If you want to call, you can do so by dialing 1-203-429-4711. And that's also 203-IBWIP-11.
And people should already have that in their speed dial, I would imagine.
We don't because we actually, I don't own a cell phone, and Coley can't find the charger to hers, so.
Uh-oh. The missing charger.
That's fixed here this week.
Kind of important.
It is important.
Speaking of the dial-in number, we do have a voicemail.
Woohoo!
Now, if you'll remember correctly, last episode we said we would give away the new Pine Box Boys Worm Backstage Pass with Download album to the best voicemail.
Yes.
But we also said it could be a voicemail or a fan feedback, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, so we can't give it away yet. We have to decide by the end of the show. Don't let me forget. I don't have a producer to remind me.
I won't let you forget.
Okay, here is the voicemail.
Hey, homos, this is Jeff. Hey, I got a question for y'all. If y'all went back in time and sucked your own dicks, would that make you gay? Because, you know, technically, it is your own dick. And, well, on the other side of that coin, it is a dick in your mouth. All right, discuss. Later, homos.
Ah, yes. Well, that was interesting.
All right. Here's my, if you want to discuss this real quick. Blake.
Sure. By all means.
I also have one to add on to that. You know, everybody says if you could suck your own dick, you wouldn't leave the house. Right?
Right.
Well, if you could suck your own dick, would you blast yourself in the mouth?
Oh, Jesus, criminy.
Well, I've been known a time or two to accidentally do that. Not in the mouth, but in the face.
Well, yeah, I've done that once or twice, too.
I guess I need to think these before. I need a filter. I need a producer.
I've given myself a facial from time to time, too, but it's all accidental. But I'm saying, is it gay if you, you know, catch your own load in your mouth? Or
I think it's gay.
Okay.
That's
I was just wondering because it's Inquiring minds want to know.
So if you do have, you know, go back in time and suck your own dick, Coley, would that make you gay?
I don't think it does.
It wouldn't make her personally gay, and
that would be cool if Coley was gay.
Yeah, that's perfectly okay.
Well, Jeff, thanks for the voicemail. Once we read fan feedback today, after that we will discuss the winner of the Pine Box Boys. And, you know, Jeff from Texas is who left that, and you can tell he's from Texas because he waited till 45 minutes before I did the show to send it to me.
Send it. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff. Well, I do have to say, Blake, the reason why you hear me snapping in the background and it sounds like, you know, a herd of cows are behind me. Liam decided that it would be a fun idea to play volleyball with a balloon right behind me as we're trying to do the show.
Oh, poor Liam.
He just wants to hear the show and hear about
sucking your own dick.
Giving yourself fellatio.
Good grief, my kids.
Do you think it's possible? Like, I think we should challenge ourselves to do one episode with no filth.
It's impossible.
Yeah, I don't think that'll ever happen.
It would sound like this.
Exactly like that.
We might hear a cricket chirp every now and then.
Well, we're rocked, cocked, ready to rock. For those of you on Vita listening, welcome. Welcome. Head on over to silentstormradio.com and click on that little green sentence at the bottom that Coley worked so hard to put on there and join the chat. Join the chat.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
Do it live.
Doing it live.
Well, we only got a couple more episodes with IBWIP on this format. We're going to change the format around a little bit. We'll talk about that later. But Stupid People's Doing Stupid Things has been splendid.
It has.
It has.
And I paid $5 for this intro song, so we can't stop doing it. But since I don't have a producer and I forgot all the fuck about it, I don't have it queued up anywhere.
Oh, goodness gracious.
So if you guys can wait 3 seconds and then go, oh, that was fucking awesome.
Okay.
All right. Well, here is the intro music to our wonderful segment, Stupid People Doing Stupid Things.
3, 2, 1.
It burns when I pee, brings the latest news happenings. It's stupid people doing stupid things. Stupid people doing stupid things with Cold Beer Podcasting. Got an Amish DJ. So sit back, relax on IBWIP. Here's stupid people doing stupid things.
That was fucking awesome.
Amazing.
Only for $5.
Awesome.
You know, I get so I'm so OCD about this show, but yet I always forget something.
Hey, it happens, Blake. It happens to the best of us.
We have to get that intern hired soon.
We do.
We're going to try another one tonight later on. We're going to interview a gentleman named Richard Pricks. He sent us his resume, so we're going to talk to him.
If we got another resume.
Yes, we our inbox is just full of all kinds of stuff.
It just overflows.
Right, yeah.
I can't keep up with it either.
Okay, so you guys ready for stupid people doing stupid things?
What, of course.
Okay, well, this comes kind of close to home, so I think you'll enjoy this.
Oh, goodness.
And we will stop throughout so we can discuss.
One Pennsylvania woman who was supposed to be celebrating her wedding this weekend will now be grieving.
Pennsylvania woman. Let's just.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you noticed that most of the stuff I pick is from Pennsylvania?
Yeah. What are you trying to say, Blake?
I don't know. It just ends up being that way. And I thought
people in this state.
I thought that the anchor lady on this video was Asian, but now that I look at it, I don't think she is. Oh, don't let me forget to tell you after we're done doing this, I got to tell you about the Asian hooker at my house.
Okay.
Celebrating her wedding this weekend, will now be grieving behind bars after allegedly killing her groom. WPVI has details.
Nicola Franklin is charged with one count of criminal homicide in the death of 36-year-old Billy Brewster.
Nice.
Billy Brewster.
Billy, that is a hell of a last name right there.
And wait a second. Her name's Nicola. Drop the A and it's Nicole. And then Billy?
Right. My name's
Billy.
What
are you trying to say? What are you trying to pull here, Mr. Clayton?
I'm just stating some information that was given to me by the interweb. So if they have a baby, are they going to call it Punky?
No, they'd probably name him Shane and Leon.
I don't think they were black. Leon wouldn't fit. Hold on.
36-year-old Billy Brewster. Police got a 911 call from the apartment the couple shared just before 2:30 this morning.
The wedding was scheduled for 10 o'clock Saturday morning, and a heated argument is apparently what sparked Franklin's alleged actions. ABC News reports the husband-to-be was pronounced dead less than 7 hours before his vows were scheduled.
Nice.
Okay, so let's get this together here. Saturday morning, they're going to get married at 10 a.m. First of all, why would you get married so early in the morning?
I have no clue.
So you can get drunk faster. You got to go through all that stuff, the BS of getting married, and then you drink.
Well, and here's the rule. This is the first problem I see with this newsreel is, okay, they weren't supposed to be together the night before the wedding.
Right.
And they were in the same apartment because they already lived together. So they're living in sin, and they're having their fucking wedding at 10 o'clock in the morning, and they're seeing each other the night before the wedding. I have a feeling this argument had to do with some kind of hooker or something. Hold on.
7 hours before his vows were scheduled. Franklin allegedly stabbed Brewster twice with a kitchen knife, police said, and one of the stab wounds punctured his heart. When police arrived at the apartment shortly after 2 a.m., they found Brewster bleeding from chest wounds. He was transported to the hospital and pronounced dead at 3:24 a.m. After...
What are you doing up at 3 o'clock in the morning arguing with your bride?
When your wedding's at 10.
10.
Your asses should need all... I know, I've never... there's no pictures. Well, there is a picture of the lady on another one, but she needed all the beauty sleep she could get. So far, as a detective that I am, I have a feeling that he went out with his buddies for some drinks, came home, smelled like cotton candy and had glitter on his face. So she stabbed him twice. Okay, hold on.
News of the incident broke. Neighbors said they never expected this from the couple. WWMT has the interviews.
They'd always been quiet. She was really friendly. I didn't really see him that much, but she was really nice. Shocked. They were very nice people.
Lehigh Valley Live also reported that the couple lived with three children who were present at the time of the stabbing. The victim's cousin and his wife were also present.
Okay. How many of you have ever had a neighbor that you said, wow, she's really nice, and then she ends up stabbing somebody twice?
Every time one of these things happens, it's always, we never expected it from them.
Yeah.
Right.
And when I was watching it, you know, and they're interviewing these people, and I'll put the link up to the video so everybody can watch it straight through instead of us having us interrupted all the time. But the second guy they interview has something wrong with his nose. First of all, he's an alcoholic because his nose is about 7 times too big.
Right.
And, but he is like straight up has this like cut on his nose. So I don't know if he tried to break the fight up or what the hell the problem was. So the kids are there. So wouldn't you think the night before your wedding, you'd want to have a babysitter?
Right.
Yeah.
Is it their kids or the cousin's kids?
No, it's their kids. I don't know who's who.
Or the cousin's daddy, sister.
Well, daddy. Right. Baby. Yeah. Okay. Let's hit that part of it.
The couple lived with three children who were present at the time of the stabbing. The victim's cousin and his wife were also present during the incident and disarmed Franklin. The morning call report.
How many people do you have at your fucking house the night before you get married?
Well,
Jesus.
If it's in a trailer park, nobody lives that far away. I mean, a couple feet.
Well, it's an apartment complex.
Oh, okay. Well, still.
It was probably our old apartment complex in
Yeah, this
Valley.
Is where we used to go to school.
Yeah.
Is this where me and Nicole met.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No, I'm being dead serious.
God. Maybe. This is, okay. This is weird. I really didn't put I'm not clever enough to put this kind of shit together.
Radio gold.
and disarmed Franklin. The Morning Call reports that Franklin was distraught at her arraignment Saturday, and when District Judge Donna Butler read the charge, Franklin cried and pleaded. Lehigh Valley's The Morning Call has her reaction. Crying, Franklin choked out the words one at a time, each interrupted by sobs. I did not kill him on purpose, she said. I want my family back. I want to go home.
So it was like this. I did not kill him on purpose. I just stabbed him 30 times.
He smelled like cotton candy. What would you do? He smelled like dirty hooker, stripper, vagina.
Talk about fucking Bridezilla.
Yeah.
Definitely. So, you know, at her arraignment, she's, you know, crying that she didn't mean, you know, she didn't kill him on purpose, and she just wants her family back.
Well, wait a second. What if they were just having some type of freaky deaky sex?
Yes. Here's a new angle.
Ooh, let's continue. Maybe you're onto something.
Yeah, maybe they were having freaky deaky sex, and one of his like fantasies was to be stabbed.
Could be.
She got a little too crazy, and she was all drunked up, and he was all drunked up, and things just got a little out of hand.
Molly, huh?
Bada bing.
Yeah, wonder. No wonder. You know, once Molly hears this, she'll realize why I don't want to get married. Hold on.
This, she said, I want my family back. I want to go home. You are not going home anytime in the near future, Butler told the would-be bride. Instead of attending a wedding, the pastor and guests showed up at the apartment complex throughout the day to pay their condolences. Nicola Franklin's next court date is August 17th. For Newsy, I'm Jasmine Bailey. Multiple sources, the real story.
Damn, now I want to know what happened.
I think it's really convenient that the pastor and all the guests were like, not going to be a wedding today. We're all dressed up. Let's go over to the apartment and give condolences to the children and to the cousins.
Instead of a wedding, we're going to have a wake.
I hope you all brought food. For those of you that bought blenders and kitchenware, feel free to return or put into the casket.
Please do not steal the groom's teeth.
Or his mason's ring.
Oh,
that his grandfather gave him. That's a secret cult, you know.
Yes, it does explain the spatula incident. No.
Right.
Now why you gotta bring that up?
You cut me deep.
It wasn't my fault. You were playing rough.
What is everybody drinking this evening?
I'm actually waiting for
a song.
A song so I can
refresh. Or Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Oh. Well, I'm drinking the Fancy Dancy Dark Berry Dew with a blast of mixed berries.
You know, I had
was it
Baja Blast Mountain Dew last week?
It's the greatest ever.
It is fucking awesome.
And what pisses me off is you can only get it at Taco Bell.
And KFC, man.
Yeah, and I would drink that shit like it was going out of style. It's great.
Yeah, we went to KFC last week because, long story, but the kids ate, we didn't. So we stopped at KFC, and I was getting a little low on sugar, so I needed to eat and have a quick sugar fix. Well, I decided to get the Mountain Dew Baja Blast, and it was the shit. And then the kids sat there and stared at us and go, can we have a bite of your chicken?
We felt like the worst parents ever.
Hey, yep. Kids, you guys had peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Me and Mom are having KFC.
Yeah.
Because we condone gay marriages, so we're not going to have Chick-fil-A.
We don't have Chick-fil-A in town.
Neither do we. But you guys got plenty of knives and spatulas in fucking Pennsylvania.
Yes, we do. Oh, hey, yeah. Did you hear a mountain over? we got to do this on stupid people doing stupid things. A lady was poisoning her husband for 5 years with Visine in his coffee every morning.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Can that kill you?
No, it can just make you... I'm sure enough of it could, but just a little bit is enough to make you sick. And she wanted him to be sick so he'd pay more attention to her.
You would have, you would think he would have just stopped drinking coffee if he realized he got sick every time he drank coffee.
Well, I don't think he was realizing that until it took a while. It took a long while. Well, one of the girls at work knows these people, and I find it very hilarious.
Is she going to go to jail?
Oh, yeah. She's sitting in jail now.
Really?
Yeah, and the dude's feeling better than he ever has.
Right. He's out getting pussy and drinking fucking Mocha Joe coffee, man.
Right, because he knows there's no goddamn Visine in it.
Visine's expensive, isn't it?
I don't know. I've never bought Visine. I never got red eyes.
I did, but that was way back in the day, so I don't remember how much it cost.
Okay, well,
tribute in the chat and tell us how much Visine is.
It's probably like $3 or $4 now. Maybe a little more. Who knows?
That's an expensive way to kill somebody, but it takes a long fucking time.
She wasn't trying to kill him. She was just trying to keep him sick.
So that was like Munchausen syndrome for married people.
Right.
So I hear that there's a new way to get IBWIP.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I kind of skipped that part. For folks who have one of those Android-y phones, smartphones, you're probably thinking to yourself, ugh, when I go to the IBWIP site, it's got a download or it's streaming and it takes forever because the shows are so fucking long. Is that what you guys think?
I think they're perfect just the way they are.
Well, you can go to Stitcher. There's an app now called Stitcher. That's Stitcher. And go download that app. Then go just search IBWIP and boom. All of them right there. Our Canadian friends seem to like it. So,
is it a Canadian thing?
No. It's just I think it's easier for them to get it. I don't know.
So I won't fucking use it.
No. It's not a Canadian thing. But
although we are planning on going to Canada,
maybe.
I think we should do an IBWIP road trip to Canada.
IBWIP live from Niagara Falls.
Yeah, that would be the shit.
Oh. Mel says Visine cost $4.20.
$4.20.
Okay,
how convenient is that?
And they're real little. They're real little. So you figure she's probably squirting a whole bottle of those in a morning, right?
I don't know. Well, the bitch was crazy enough to poison him. So does she really care about money? You know what I mean?
Right. True.
All right. I think it's time for a song.
Okay.
Because I need a beer.
Yes, beer. How about cornmeal with dirt rag?
Cornmeal, dirt rag. That sounds splendid.
Awesome.
It'd be awesome.
Because you are listening.
Hey, Blake.
To It Burns When I Pee.
I was going to do that. I wanted to ask a question first.
Well, feel free.
Well, no, the hell with you guys. I'm out.
He always does that every episode. He stops himself. He's all pissed off now, right?
Yeah, cue the music.
Okay, we'll be right back with more IBWIP and an angry Amish BJ.
Sally Hag saw her face on a porno mag. goes right into the bag. When I walk, felt like I've been had. Ain't got nothing but your dirty rag.
I'm looking for an Asian girl about 6 feet tall. Okay, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen's. Let me rephrase that. Ladies and gentlemen, Welcome back to episode number 67 of It Burns When I Pee. Just got done hearing Luther Wright and the Wrongs with their version of Hey You. And that's off their Pink Floyd Building the Wall CD.
That was freaking awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear the rest of the CD.
It's all 26 songs that was on the Wall album, so.
I can't wait. I'm excited.
Coley's going to get stoned and listen to it. And
get some Visine for $4.20.
Yeah, yep. Hopefully she doesn't start poisoning my PBR.
I need to find another job first before I do any of that kind of stuff. But yeah, like I said in the chat earlier, I'm not a big fan of remakes of songs, especially Floyd songs and, you know, something that I truly hold dear, you know. I don't know why I say that, but it was a big part of my life.
When you were a stoner?
That was pretty kick-ass. I enjoyed every second of it.
Oh, man, I wish I had it. I wish I had it with me. It's like from like 10 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
My hands smell like basil.
My hands smell like ball sweat because, again, I have swamp ass while we're doing the show, and I keep digging down there. I keep digging down there thinking it's going to change. I'm like, you know, I'm like, what the fuck does that smell? Yeah. folks, BJ is going to give you all the contact information. Write it down, call in, and all that good stuff. You can also email us live during the show as well. So if you're really lazy and don't want your voice on there, you can do that. So, BJ, why don't you lay it down for the folks?
All right, folks. You can email us at blake@ibwip.com, coldbeer@ibwip.com. And Amish BJ and I would at IBWIP.com. And I would like all of you to back me when I file my co-host grievance against Blake.
Why? Why me? Why not her? She's the one that did it.
Whatever.
What did I do?
Okay, fine. Both of you. The co-host union will be hearing about this.
What did I do?
Shut up.
Hey, you know, there's been a couple other people that have went to the co-host grievance committee.
Where are they now, Blake?
Well, I'll tell you where they are.
You can also follow us at twitter.com/IBWIP. Com. Not .com, just com. What are you laughing at?
You should follow us on Twitter. Sometimes I say funny stuff.
Yes, and I am not following IBWIP on Twitter because I no longer belong to Twitter.
Because your tweet, you are all tweeted out.
Yeah, I find it the realm of just I don't like it. But anyway, you can also search us out on Facebook, which is dying by the day, as you can see by their stock price. And you can search us out by just typing in IBWIP. You can go to YouTube.com and /Piavision. You can check out videos. Blake did a presidential video on there and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, I'm starting to get more into it. I think I'm getting the hang of it. And I got a really cool 12-year-old that works for free to help edit.
See, that's cool when you can run a little sweatshop.
Right.
Also, again, we have the dial-in number, which is 1-203-429-4711, and we won't be upset if you call in and interrupt us.
Nope.
You can also find us on iTunes. Search it. It Burns When I Pee under podcast. Write a review.
Yeah, because the more you like write a review and stuff, it makes the name of our podcast go higher on the list, and we have a long way to go. So if everybody will do that, it'd be awesome.
You can also, like we said earlier, follow us on Stitcher.com. Or actually, it's an app. Search IBWIP or It Burns When I Pee. And also, there's always IBWIP.com where you can get bios, calendars, all kinds of stuff. There's all kinds of little tabbies there. You can go back and listen to old episodes with good co-hosts. all those fine folks that file grievances at one point or in time.
You know, and the one thing I have not done to the site is we have a photo tab, and I just haven't sat down and uploaded like I should. So when I get my producer, when we get the intern, that's one of their jobs.
Sweet.
Uploading all the old pictures?
Yeah.
Because I am not a sexy man when it comes to pictures.
All right. This is some people's favorite part of the show. Colbert, how many beers have you had so far since we started?
I will say two, but I'm going to say three because that's what I was supposed to. I'll eat a cherry real quick. Hold on.
Okay, she's going to eat a moonshine cherry, which I'm surprised there's any left in her house. If folks remember, check out our five-year anniversary episode where we were all together in Shippensburg for Christie Fest. Coley got schnockered on cherries. And you'll notice as the show goes on, the last segment, me and BJ will be discussing something. And then we'll wait for her, and then we'll keep going to the next step, subject, and then she swoops in.
Yes, she does.
It was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, and as she's swooping in, she's bitching at us for interrupting her.
Right.
She makes us look like the bad guy.
Hey.
You should have filed a grievance there.
I should have.
I'm sorry. It was just
didn't
loop.
I quit that episode too?
Yes, I think so. I think you've quit like six episodes now.
I've stormed out of this house to my beer cooler every chance I get.
All right, Coley, lay it on us.
Fan feedback.
Woo! And by the way, those cherries are still in there because each one and each week that they sit in there, they get a bit stronger. So, all right, here we go. Yip, 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 yahoo.
Hey, Coley, are you going to start reading that yet?
No.
Now?
No.
How about now?
No.
Okay.
Now.
Okay.
Coley, let me say, first off, fan feedback is my most treasured part of the IBWIP spectacle.
Testicle?
Testes. 1, 2, 3.
With that said, I had to send my own in. The show overall is ostentatious.
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 I had that once. The doctor gave me some cream for it.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
What?
Nothing.
What? Sometimes grandiloquent, and I'm going to bitch out this person here after I'm done, and histrionic, the preeminent.
Oh, you missed it, but.
Yeah, but.
Oh, but is by far, I'm sorry, I'm trying to get
she's
through this
trying
as
to
fast
get right.
as I can.
Yeah, she's trying to get right to the big words.
Yes, I'm trying to get right to the big words, I'm focusing it on those. But is by far the most preeminent show on the internet. Keep up the extraordinary work. Extraordinary. Ha ha. Gotcha. With equivocation. From a mountainous.
Monumentous?
No.
No, it's not that word.
It's mountainous. Mountainous. And that was
look at the bastard. He said, I love feedback.
Little bastard. Anyway, that was from our good friend Shannon. And he also wrote here, P.S. Do not read on air until you've had at least three beers. Thank you, Shannon. I thought we were over this goddamn big word crappy shit.
Now
and you just brought it back.
You know, when I first was reading it before, I saw who it was from. I thought it was from our good friend OTB.
Yeah.
But then I was like, he can't fucking spell these words. What?
OTB.
Yeah, that's your buddy from last episode.
I thought it was TBO.
Oh, TBO, OTB. I don't
know. Off-track wager. Off-track betting.
All right. So we do have one more. And this one is saying, another funny-ass episode. Thanks for making my long drives more enjoyable. And that was from IRA.
Ira. He was the one that had shit.
I have to fuck it up somewhere. You know, got to fuck the whole thing up.
He's the one that had the cat that was a really. He has a really, really intelligent cat, and it shit on his Hank 3 t-shirt.
Somebody's burning down your house tonight, boy.
You go get that shit done. Okay, well, what do you guys think? We should do another intern interview?
Hell yeah.
Okay, well, this gentleman emailed me. His name is Richard Pricks, and we're going to give him a call here, and we've got some questions lined up for him.
I got some Richard Pricks.
I hope he's not drunk and passed out.
Yeah.
Yes, may I speak to Richard Pricks, please?
Yeah.
Is this
Richard?
This is Richard Pricks. Hi, this is Blake Clayton from IBWIP, and I have Amish BJ and Cold Beer Coley with me. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you guys?
Doing really good.
Good.
Sorry.
He did be a professional, Beach.
Well, he answered the phone, yeah.
like a prick.
Yeah, like a prick. I mean, come on.
Well, they call me Double D for a reason.
Well, we did get your message about how you wanted to interview for the intern job. How did you hear about this position?
Well, you know, I check you guys out every couple of weeks. You guys make me laugh. Sometimes.
I find that hard to believe.
Yeah.
I like the shows where you guys have the interviews first.
Why you gotta bring up bad blood?
You don't like to wait around, huh, Richard?
That's right.
You don't have time for that shit. Well, if you don't mind, we have a few questions to do for the interview. Do you have a few moments?
Sure.
Okay. Well, the first question we have is, have you ever urinated in public?
Well, let me just say this. Have you ever been at an outdoor concert? You felt a little sprinkle on the back of your leg?
On the back of my leg?
That might have been me standing behind you.
Nice. All right, we'll take that as a yes. What was your last job, and why are you no longer employed there?
Well, I don't know if I can ever say that I've actually had a job.
Per se. So to speak.
Potentially. Possibly.
Job, air quotes.
Okay, so that's the answer?
Maybe.
Okay. Oh. We have a lot of stalkers because of our fame and because of our T-shirt money. So we were wondering if you had any experience with like being a bodyguard or security of any kind.
Well, one time at a drive-by trucker show, I had a guy told me I was big, and he didn't want to mess with me.
Big and beautiful, or just big?
Or like just big in the trousers?
I'm not sure. I might have been peeing on the back of his leg. I'm not sure.
Way to bring it around. That was good. That was kind of impressive.
Yeah, very good. Way to bring it full circle.
We like that here on IBWIP. Have you ever been involved with aborting a fetus?
Well, there was this one time.
He says, well, every
time. I was going to have to get an abortion myself.
Richard, hold on. Hold on a minute. I want to edit that and just go well. I don't mean to stop us in the middle of answering a question, but I just want to give you some, you know, from a professional standpoint, when you're interviewing, you probably shouldn't start each one of your answers with well. So go ahead. Have you ever been involved in aborting a fetus?
There was this one time where I thought I was going to have to give myself an abortion.
Were you in Mexico?
And then finally, after a couple days, I gave birth to a sandy softball.
Oh. But you've never been in trouble with any kind of ladies to where you had to knock them down the stairs, right?
Right.
Okay, well, that's good, because that means you're not promiscuous. speaking of the cracking of the beer, what are your drinking habits? Because some people on the show like to drink, and the people we've interviewed in the past like to drink. What are your drinking habits?
Well,
that's it. He's hired. That's it. Done. No more. No further questions. No, just kidding. Answer the question.
What I have always found out is you always put your empties in the bottom of the recycling, and that way the nosy neighbors can't figure out how much you actually drink. Because it ain't none of their damn business.
So you recycle?
Well, I have to.
You're
otherwise they won't pick up my trash.
You go green then. That's great.
That's right.
Okay, if Amish BJ told you a secret and told you not to tell anyone, would you tell me?
That would depend on if he was around or not.
good call. You're doing very well, by the way.
Hey, can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
You're not going to tell Blake.
I won't tell Blake. Blake, you're not listening, are you?
I like pie.
I like pie.
All right. Well, I'm back, folks. I had to go get a cigarette. Are you ready for the next question there, Richard?
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Hit me up.
Okay. What is your opinion on the Indonesian badminton team and their efforts to throw matches during the Olympics?
I'll tell you, the Olympics this year, I was sitting at a bar, and I saw that opening ceremony, and it confused the hell out of me, and I didn't watch another second of the Olympics.
Oh. You know, it confused me, too. That's kind of ironic. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you listen to Kelly Pickler?
Well.
Well.
I'll tell you about Kelly Pickler. I'm surprised she's not pregnant with my baby yet.
Because you fucked her.
You'd knock her down the steps if she was.
Well, I just mean as many times as I've had sex with her in my mind, she should be pregnant by now.
You'd think. I would think. If I was you and you were fucking her in your mind, I would fuck her in the ass. That way you don't have to worry about it. So, just a helpful hint there. Okay, if you're chosen as our intern, how would you promote IBWIP?
I can't actually guarantee that I would promote anything. I'd give it a shot. I'd maybe tell some people I see on the street or something.
Okay, well, that's a start.
Maybe. I'm not guaranteeing anything.
Okay.
I guess if it comes up in conversation at the bar, I might say something.
Do you think when you're pissing on somebody's leg, you could just be like, "Oh, it burns when I pee"?
Maybe I could write it on their leg with piss.
That's a fat calf.
Calm in there, though.
Have you ever punched a child? Wait, let me start the answer for you. Well,
I've never punched a child, but I've met a bunch that I wanted to punch.
You know, that's a true story, because there's a little kid on Liam's soccer team that I just want to deliver one right to his face every time I see him.
True story.
I don't know why, but I tell Nicole every time, I'm like, God, I just want to punch that kid. Sorry.
And then there's those other times where you see the kid and you're like, oh, I want to punch the mom right in the face.
I want to punch her.
Or the dad or who's ever there.
So you just want to punch people.
Yeah, whatever. I punch a fetus.
Okay. What type of salary are you looking for?
Oh, I like beer.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Do you like big, huge 24-ounce cans of beer?
Oh, Yeah, giant beer is great. I love giant beer. That's my favorite beer.
We might be able to hook you up.
Get a beer, and it's giant.
Well, you've made it past quite a bit of our questionings, but we have one thing we'd like to do. Have you ever heard of the game Marry, Fuck, Kill?
Yep.
You have, really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we're going to play a quick session of Marry, Fuck, Kill. Okay, I'm going to give you three names. You have to tell me which one you would marry, which one you would fuck, and which one you would kill. All right. The three people are Amish BJ, Cold Beer Coley, and me.
Oh, snap.
All right. Well, this would actually be kind of easy. So I guess, seeing how she's the only girl, I'd have to kill Coley.
Okay.
And then it'd probably be a tie between marrying and killing. I'd probably end up killing either one of both of you.
Well, that's not.
So it'd just be. So I'd probably marry. I guess I'd marry BJ. So sorry, Blake, you'd have to die.
All right. Well, Richard Pricks, it's been a pleasure interviewing you for this intern position. There's a lot of people that we have in line, but we are hoping to just get a couple more interviews, and we'll be happy to contact you and let you know how it went. It was a pleasure meeting you, definitely.
All right, guys.
All right. Well, you take care, sir.
All right. Bye.
That was a pretty good interview.
Yeah, that guy was pretty phenomenal.
Well,
Well,
I think he did good. I'm kind of upset about his answer, though. I mean, his last answer was kind of upsetting to me.
Well,
he was going to kill both you and Nicole.
Yeah, he never said who he'd fuck.
Right. So I guess it's me because he's married and marrying me. I mean, I am a hell of a housefrau.
Well,
he didn't play the game right. I just realized.
I mean, I could make. I made sauce tonight.
He did. He made the sauce.
I made it a sauce and put it in the jars and canned it.
And they are sealing right now.
Bruno would be proud.
Yes, he would. He would be very proud.
He would say, "Ah, Mr. BJ, ole." Wait, that's Mexican. Never mind.
I wasn't going to call you on it, but.
Well, that was a very good interview. I do believe I've got a couple more people until we kill this bit, and then we'll have to decide.
Well, all right, if you have to.
I think we should interview Pat.
You know, I can't get his contact information. He calls into the show, but it's unlisted when it comes up on the computer.
Is it a he?
Well, he/she. I'm just assuming I know, but it's hard to tell. Maybe we'll find out during the interview.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, let's look to do that. Let's. I'm going to write this down because I don't have a producer. I'm going to write this down. Okay. All right. Let's go and continue on with the show.
All righty. So, we're only... Well.
Well,
we're only a week and, what, a half away until we all leave for Cooksville, Tennessee?
9 days. 9 days from now, I'll be driving to Nashville.
Are we all ready?
Well, we got to do some packing.
Yeah. Speaking of packing, what are you doing later on, Coley?
Whoa.
Packing my lunch and then going to bed.
Oh, you're packing your lunch, all right.
Now, last year, many of you...
Stop a little bit. I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
Last year, many of you that were at Muddy Roots saw that I packed way too much stuff.
Really, Blake?
And my lovely girlfriend, Malls, has informed me for the past 11 months and 2 weeks that I packed way too much stuff. So I am on a packing restriction. Which means I'm only going to bring 3/4 of what I brought last year. So, I'm looking forward to it. It seems like the days are getting fucking longer and longer.
It does. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it, but I'm waiting for that last shoe to drop.
No, come on. Be an optimist.
Yeah, but it always happens at the Christie household. It's the adversity that we overcome that make us the Christies. Well, so something's bound to happen.
That's no way to think. I'm disappointed.
It's no way to think, but after, you know, 33 years of existence on this planet, I've come to figure out that I need to plan for this unplannable, unforeseen incident that's going to happen. But we will be in Cooksville. I think as we demonstrated last year, we will be there.
Right on. And we're looking forward to seeing tons of our family all across the United States.
Yeah, it's like, it's nothing but a big family reunion with music, with true, awesome fucking music.
And hopefully for me, this time sex, because that didn't happen last time.
Yeah, I'm not even going to ask for it.
There might be... Ooh.
Because as many of you know, every time a show's on here at Silent Storm Radio, I always find a need to go take a shower.
Ah.
I really like showers.
Oh, so when
I like being clean.
Just in case you might fall on top of a naked woman.
Well, I'm a rather large individual, so I need to clean because I get swamp ass real easy. Like you're going through right now, Blake.
Right, right. Well, I took my pants off, so.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good then. Let's go on to the next thing.
Oh, you don't want to talk about swamp ass and sex? Okay.
Nah, I figure fuck it. Everybody knows what we're talking about.
Well, we'll be traveling the day of my birthday.
Yes.
What?
It will be Nicole's birthday on Thursday.
Oh, shit. I should have. Facebook needs to tell you 4 days in advance so I could do something. I'm sorry.
You don't have to apologize.
It's, again, if I had a fucking producer. Jesus Christ.
But I was just saying it's going to be a very cool birthday because we'll be traveling down with a train behind us.
Ooh.
She's getting a train, all right.
Fuck yeah.
Ba-da-bum.
That's why I think we should put our tents in a big circle so all the shit that happens at Camp Krusty is within the circle.
Speaking of which, I watched a movie last night where the plot to the quick little film I watched was the husband got in debt with a bunch of porn star guys. For some reason, he got into debt with them.
That's weird.
And they had to take it out on his wife. So it was like a 10-guy gangbang.
Oh, was this a feature film? Or was this, you know, one that you had to pay for? Or
you didn't have to pay for it. I found those sites that you can just watch it like YouTube, sure. You know.
Uporn.com or xnxx.com. Yeah,
I go to redtube.com.
Redtube.com. This episode of It Burns When I Pee is sponsored by redtube.com.
Redtube.com. I wish. They make money. They figured it out.
Maybe I need to email them. How do you guys make money?
Pussy. But anyway, yeah, at the end, she's all tired out from the 10-guy gangbang, and I don't know if she's dead or sleeping on the bed, and he comes in and rubs one out right on her face while she's just kind of laying there. It was pretty funny.
That sounds like a lot of sex I've had in my lifetime.
Jesus.
Oh. Hey, Colbert.
Yes?
We're right now on silentstormradio.com live.
That we are.
So why don't you tell the folks a little bit about that real quick, and then we're going to get into some Randy Travis.
All righty. Like he said, you are listening to Silent Storm Radio, actually, you're on Silent Storm Radio, not listening. And to get there to our website, you just punch in www.silentstormradio.com, and we have a bunch of little tabbies there. And we have, I actually do need to do this weekend. I want to put our contact information on there.
Ah.
So I may work on that this weekend. So look for that within the next week or so. But when you go there, there's a page that you can click on to tell you all about every show that's on here throughout the week. And hopefully we'll be adding more here soon after Muddy Roots. Also, we have a calendar page that our lovely host, Mr. Blake Clayton, takes care of. So, yeah, just run on down there and just...
You don't have to run. I mean, you can walk.
Yeah, just go to www.silentstormradio.com and all the info you need for your listening pleasure is right there.
Awesome. Well, pardon me while I clear my throat.
Let me clear my throat.
All right. Well, recently, since we did the last episode, there's been some tragic news in the world of country music. And I just wanted to start this next part of our show off here.
You may think that I'm talking foolish.
Because I'm drunk.
You've heard that I'm wild and I'm free.
And naked.
You may wonder how I can promise.
Okay, enough of that bullshit. So Randy Travis gets really, 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 really schnockered, goes into a convenience store to get cigarettes, and he's buck naked. Then he proceeds to drive home and wrecks his car. Then he proceeds, when the police officers pick him up off the ground, he decides he's going to try to beat him up. So what are your thoughts on the legendary Randy Travis?
First off, in another 20 years, you're going to be talking about the downfall of BJ Christie in the same way.
That is a true story, folks.
But the mugshot was fucking priceless.
It was.
Here's my question. If any of you guys have looked up on the internet or anything and saw, you know, when him leaving the jail after he posted bond, he was in scrubs and a Texas University hat. My question, where did you get the Texas University hat and why?
Maybe one of the officers just really liked his music, Blake.
They like this?
This love that I feel.
Do you know he married like an 80-year-old woman?
No.
Yeah, like a long time ago, like he married his manager, and she was like 80 at the time.
Well, love knows no bounds, Blake.
Or like, money.
Or he was gay and he was hiding it.
Very true. That I have heard that rumor about Randy Travis over and over again. Which, if he is, that's fine. Just tell everybody, hey. Right.
Do a country version of It's Raining Men.
Or if you've ever seen the Kids in the Hall movie, Brain Candy, when the dude takes the medicine, he comes out and there's a whole musical. I'm gay. I'm gay. Have you heard the news today? I'm gay. And Blake is so going to cut that and use that in another episode at some point.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't do such a thing.
No, never, never. The 6th year anniversary show. I'm just gonna hear. I'm gay.
This is karaoke. I'm gonna sing for you. Here I go. Intro violation.
Well, you've heard that I'm gay, and it's okay.
All right, I'm obviously not an improv person, so.
It's okay, Blake.
You're offending our...
No, I'm not. How am I offending? I didn't say anything bad about gay people. I like gay people. Gay people are cool. I don't mind them. They make me feel good about myself when they're like, hey, podcasting God, holla. I love gay women.
My Lord.
I also would concur with that. But anyway.
Yes.
Well, we're getting closer to the end of the show here. We should move on. I want to let everybody know, if you're on the IBWIP mailing list, you've heard about this. If you're friends with us on Facebook, you've heard about this. But we have a survey set up, an IBWIP survey set up, and there's a link to it and we'll put a link up to it in the show notes. Want everybody that listens to the show, all seven of you, to take a minute and go fill it out. We're really getting some good feedback, and that's one of the reasons we're doing a little format change coming. Hey, check this out. We're doing a format change starting on episode 69.
Woohoo!
69!
Yes. So on the show notes, click the link for the IBWIP survey, if you would, please. It's only 10 questions, multiple choice, so you can't fucking get them wrong. So,
I could.
Do that for us.
Oh, also, the IBWIP auction for autism is coming up. And when is that? The 12th?
The 15th.
15th.
September 15th, Silent Storm Radio is going to have a 12-hour plus marathon. We've already got a lot of donations, but we're hoping to get some more more donations from people. When we get back from Muddy Roots, we're going to be posting all the stuff so you can see what it is. We're going to start bidding. The telethon starts at 1:30 in Central Standard Time, of course, on Silent Storm Radio. And then you're going to be able to bid on stuff all week. So if you don't get paid that week, you can still bid on stuff. And we'll be wrapping that up with the special IBWIP episode on September 24th, where all of the stuff's going to end. Like, all the auctions are going to end during the show, and we're going to kind of be going through that.
Right. And even if it's a little thing, folks, I mean, it's for a good cause. So, I mean, if you want to help, you know.
Yeah, donate.
Yeah. And also, I mean, if there is something, if there's nothing that you want to bid on for donation, we will also have a straight up donation page that goes straight to autismspeaks.com. They have a thing where you can set up a donation page. So we'll set one of those up too.
Awesome.
So just to make sure we get, but we really want folks to talking about it and posting about it and telling their friends about it, because, you know, it's a cool thing we're doing. You know, we talk a lot of shit and goof off a lot, but we're trying to do something good for the kids.
Yeah, and I think after Muddy Roots, we're going to find that there's going to be some really cool stuff in the auction, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
definitely.
I think Muddy Roots is going to be a time for all of us to go. We're going to be doing a lot of work behind the scenes, folks, at Muddy Roots. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, we're not going to have any fun. We're just going to work.
None. We're going to work our fingers to the bone.
Oh. But, well, guys, it's been a pleasure having you, and I can't wait until 9 days when we can hug and kiss and stuff.
I will not try to ass rape you again, Blake, like I did last year.
Hey.
I am stocking up on duct tape.
You can't rape the willing boyfriend.
Sweet.
See, I told you that I don't mind gay people. Oh, Molly shows up at 10 o'clock at night. What have you been out doing all night? Gallivanting around town? Oh, shit, I forgot to tell you guys about the Asian hooker. You want to hear about it real quick?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm standing outside, minding my own business, you know, because I'm smoking a cigarette. And, oh, no. Let me start it over. So I'm pulling up after coming home from work, all right? And we live in townhouses, not apartments, townhouses.
Do you live in a cul-de-sac?
Kind of like a cul-de-sac. And so I'm rolling up in my 5-0. And Molly's home now, so I'm going to tell the story before she got home. So there's this Asian/Filipino. Couldn't tell because she had sunglasses on. And she was about 4 foot tall. 5'7", I think. 5'9"?
Could be 5'7".
Could be 5'7". I think she was about 5'7". And she had a black dress on, a skimpy black dress. I've never seen this woman in my life. But she comes out of one of the apartments. Townhouses, sorry. I'm getting a look of evil right now.
Evil.
Okay, so she was the evil. So she is walking out, and she has this black dress on. I, of course, stopped looking instantly because that's inappropriate to look at her. But right. And she's kind
of
walking in the driveway area, and then there's a car across the street, and a gentleman slowly comes out of the car and kind of looks around. Well, I pull into park because, you know, I got to come home from work. And they kind of look at each other awkward. Well, I got to act like I don't know. I got to act like I'm not staring. So I'm getting out of my truck, and they're just kind of standing by a car talking, and they're like looking around like very suspiciously. I think an Asian hooker has moved in down a couple doors down.
Nice. I mean, no, that's no. Awful, Blake.
Right, that's horrible, horrible news. That's just
can't be thinking like that.
But she could be Filipino in that way. In that case, because you can't, because you couldn't tell because she had sunglasses on, so you couldn't tell the shape of the eyes. That the shape of the eyes and the structure of the nose decides whether she's Filipino or Asian.
Yes, and I found Filipinos are usually a shade darker.
I thought maybe she just had a tan, but I you know what? Molly says that she thinks that she's moving in. Is that correct? You're way over there. Nobody can hear you, but yes. Okay. Well, that's horrible. I think we should call the co-host grievance.
The co-host grievance committee.
What was that, honey? Either way, it's horrible. If an Asian woman's moving in or a hooker's moving in, it's just disgusting. We're outstanding, upstanding people here. As last night, we were doing the show, and I had the window wide open, and I'm dancing half naked. Okay, so that was my story. I thought it was a lot cooler than it ended up being.
It's okay, Blake.
All right, folks, thank you very much for tuning in. Thanks to everyone on the chat for showing up, all five people of you. And everyone on Vital, thank you very much for supporting the show. Go take the survey. Go follow us on Titter. Go watch some of our Pia Vision videos. Oh, the dog just farted. Amish BJ, Cold Beer Coley, like I said, in 9 days I'm going to hug and kiss you. I'm not going to tell you which one I'm going to hug and which one I'm going to kiss, but that's going to happen.
Well, why can't it be both of us?
Exactly. That's how you correct problems, is you think through them.
Right.
So why don't you give us our double shot? Coley, I'm going to have to ask you to not do the IBWIP tag as previously scheduled because you stole it from BJ on the first segment.
Whatever.
I'll walk out again.
I'm going to walk out now.
All right, folks. To end this fine episode of IBWIP, I have the 10-foot pole cats with moonshine and mud. For Muddy Roots. And then another Muddy Roots artist, the Dead Horse Experience with Falling. I hope you guys all enjoy. And you're listening to IBWIP.com.
All righty, folks. Thanks a lot. Have a good night.
Love yous.
I'm a falling out of life. While last night I was bored, I went out of town at the bars, met the neighbor who was hanging around. And I said to the pal, come on, let's have a drink and let's watch the moon preparing to sink. So we went out with a bottle of gin, head to the sky with a foolish grin, and suddenly I started to cry. Well, I'm used to go to work, I'm used to go to stores, I'm used to doing beer, I'm used to doing bars. Down there in the road lies my golden shirt in the dirt, and I am falling out of light. Well, I'm falling like a spark in the night. Brother, this is true. I know what you mean, I'm thinking like you. But you should know that you could come back home. And he looked in my eyes, and he went all aflame like a torch in the dark. It was really strange. He said, you're like me, and then he passed away.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.